And
it's the All Sausage Squirrel.
I'm going to start the broadcast.
Hello, Internet. Can the Internet hear me?
No.
Is this Internet on?
It's in a truck.
You have to pardon me. I'm still eating a little bit.
What are you eating?
This rice and chicken stir fry thing I made.
So, Alan, what are you eating?
Are you eating hush push puppies and sassafras?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Quick. Let's see if the NSA can guess.
I just said.
Uh-oh.
Alan, are you eating rice and Liberator pistol?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm eating.
He's eating ground up castor beans.
Ooh. Now, Jay, how dare you say that you can make ricin from fermenting castor beans?
Yeah, that's it. I must be a terrorist. Or, you know, a biologist.
Yes, it's kind of like, you know, people talking about, like, you know, when the marathon bombings was going off, I was discussing, you know, various explosives and things like that. And people were like, how do you know this much about explosives? I'm like, I took high school chemistry, didn't you?
Yeah.
Evidently, some schools didn't have high school chemistry teachers who were bomb nuts.
No.
Is there such a thing?
I don't believe that.
No. But I'm just going to say that some places had high school chemistry teachers that were not guys that built bombs in their backyards growing up. But there's a lot more that did. Those are the exceptions that prove the rule.
My chemistry teacher stood up on the desk and acted out in, you know, acted out ionic and covalent bonds.
We didn't have any that acted out, but we had a long running feud between two chemistry teachers over who could make the biggest explosion with elemental sodium.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, that was a lot of fun, especially when he caught the flag on fire and singed the Virgin Mary.
Hey, Brita, you there?
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Yay!
So Jay, how do you get the bigger? Were they just using more and more sodium?
Use more and more. And the secret is to hammer it relatively flat so there's more surface area to bubble off. And it all goes kawoosh.
Potassium is much better because it spits fire.
Oops.
And then there's francium. Is it francium?
Cesium.
Yeah.
Cesium.
No, that was Francis, and she really exploded. No. anyway, welcome to the... Squirrel Report.
Squirrel
everybody.
Report.
I want music.
I'm going to play music, but before I play music, I want a baby squirrel update.
Baby squirrel. Baby squirrel's moving.
Woo-hoo!
Hey. I feel baby moving.
Oh, cool.
She gets her wiggles on.
Neat.
Is she doing kicks yet?
We were absolutely
convinced my son was going to be a football kicker. Because
my dad said that about me.
Or a rocket.
You know it's a sheep?
No, it's a sheep.
Yes.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Okay.
Well, weirdo, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A weirdo. Durr. We did this last week.
Sorry. Alan's old.
I've been, like I said, I'm finishing my dinner. I've been really busy today. And
yeah, I know that sensation.
Trying to get stuff done. And so anyway, let's play the music and get started. We'll see if this works. Hey, look at that. It is Thursday, June 13th, 2013. Time for the Squirrel Report. How stupid can they be?
What?
Squirrels?
It's the,
well, the ones that keep walking on my lightning break and turning themselves inside out are pretty stupid. Yeah.
I saw that post. Oh, my gosh. What happens? Like, they just go up there and...
Well, okay. So, I mean, it's I was actually trying to look it up to get, like, a more specific detail. Alan, maybe you know better because of your background.
It's not
throw down squirrel. I mean,
that's where they get the throw down squirrels.
Yes, yes, they do. They do take them away, and they can keep this one because he smelled horrible.
He wasn't going in the stew.
No, the last few, I kind of kicking myself for not butchering up. But this one, I had, number one, I had to go to work, so I couldn't be bothered. And number two, he failed spectacularly, and there was a lot of like blowed up and burnt hair and awfulness.
Yeah, it turns out that squirrels are the perfect size to bridge the terminals on most transformers.
Yeah,
and so they get up there and they run along, and all of a sudden they make contact with two poles, and bam,
they complete the circuit.
Yeah.
Is there any way you can like rig that up so the squirrels can have like a little bridge or something so they don't get exploded?
I'm sure you could, but that would cost money. So,
well, I mean, except for on my poles is specifically like every so many poles they put a special. It's a big fuse. It's like, you know, a fuse that's like 8 inches long, and that's designed to blast if the pole's struck by lightning,
right?
And they said something along the lines, I didn't really get it, and I didn't really dig too deep, and it's not that big of a problem. They said they can't cover that thing up because it needs to be like in the open.
I don't know, sounds like bullshit to me.
I mean, it's off to one side, so it's one of those like these squirrels have gotta be like going, huh, I wonder what's going on over here at this little
They probably are. You know, they had to build special things for eagles.
Yeah, I heard about those.
Because the eagles would land and they grip, you know, they're so big, they grip, you know, one insulator in one paw and claw, and the other insulator in the other claw, and pff, fried eagle. So they built in eagle territory. They built special, like wooden, like I don't know, hitching post looking things for the eagles to land on. So they wouldn't electrocute themselves.
Hmm.
Good for them.
I don't know. Fried eagle, you know, Kentucky Fried Eagle sounds good.
Yeah, but you can't eat it.
Sure, you can. It's really big squab.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is to say, for the people that that weren't following along and didn't look at my blog, we heard the power went out and there was the, you know, stereotypical ba-boom, which sounds a lot like a black powder firearm getting touched off.
Boom.
Unlike normally a squirrel that's just stone cold dead and usually is like a little singed around the nose, this squirrel was singed around the nose, the front paws, the back paws, and pretty much his entire abdominal cavity was empty.
Oh.
Most of which was hanging still off the pole.
Mm.
Which, by the way, I'm very, very pleased to say that our municipal power company was nice enough to scrape the squirrel guts off the pole, because I was very, very concerned that a crow would fly down and go, "Ooh, look, free snack," and start eating that, flapping his wings for balance and crossing the lightning break and boom!
But that would be a bonus. Yep. I hate crows.
Well, at least we know crows it was quick die. And painless for the squirrel.
Oh yeah, no, they're dead before they hit the ground. Like they are all the way dead. And actually, I'm wondering also. I mean, it's one of those. It's, you know, the concussion wave from the arc is so friggin' loud that I'm wondering if that itself is actually doing damage to them.
Oh, sure it is. Well, I mean that expansion of air has to come from somewhere, and that is the arc and the displaced air, but it's also all the, you know, the 80% water that's in the squirrel vaporizing instantaneously.
Well, I don't know if that's actually happening. Well, at least on this one, maybe it was, like I said, his insides were gone. Like this was almost to shooting a prairie dog with a 223 sort of level of spectacular death.
Turned him inside out.
Yep. Oh, have you seen the picture, Jay?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Big old hole.
Yeah, big old hole.
It looked kind of like you lit off. You made him swallow an M80.
It really is, because there is literally, you can see a little loop of intestine underneath him, but pretty much inside, there's not a whole lot of anything in there. And so, but yeah, so that's that might be true, but most of the time they look pretty much fine, and you know, poke them with a stick and they feel pretty much like a live squirrel, just not with the moving bits. And so I don't think they're quite being desiccated by the heat of the arc.
Well, it depends on where the arc goes through and how much voltage it is and all that fun stuff.
But still, I think it's under the same idea as, you know, if you put a handgun beside somebody's head and pull the trigger,
right?
You could kill them dead, not from the, you know, from the projectile, but from the concussion of the the expansion blast.
Absolutely. And that's why you don't stand next to somebody shooting a 50.
Oh no. No, that's nature's way of saying do not touch.
Especially if you're wearing a kilt. Not that I know, of course.
Have you had your kilt blown up by a 50J?
I refuse to answer on the grounds I may incriminate myself.
Ooh.
And what was it, a kilt or a dress?
It even had sequins.
Let's just say that Weird Beard has been treated to a nice JG upskirt shot, and it was thoroughly disappointing.
Hey,
didn't get a glimpse of any hog whatsoever.
Oh well,
because Jay was cheating that day.
Hey, we have a call-in topic.
Sure do.
And the call-in number. Should you want to talk about the call-in topic,
555
or anything else,
BR549 Junior Samples. Okay. Anyway, no, it's 214-530-0036, and the call-in topic is: what are you adding to your emails to make the NSA guy's job tougher?
Nothing.
And I think I'm going to make an executive decision, because I could go on for the whole fucking show all by myself. So yeah. me and a buddy have been sending text messages, and we'll send one text message and then two just jumbles of nonsense. Same thing goes with phone conversations. I usually like to throw in a few juicy ones. So I'm going to say right now, I think we need to limit it one per customer, so yes, everyone can get a chance.
Random numbers are always good.
Big string.
I don't add anything, because you know what? I don't care. They can enjoy my cat photos and, you know, all the stuff my mom forwards me, all the jokes.
I like the one that's going around like... you know, call up the NSA. Hey, I forgot what my password is. Can you tell me?
Yeah, I should write to them. I can't remember my Yahoo mail account.
Yeah,
my hard drive crashed, and the NSA won't give me the backups.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I think I might add something though. Now that I'm thinking about it, I might add something like, "Dear NSA, bring it," because you know. At a certain point, like, I don't know, you just have to own it.
Well, I remember back in the days of the one that they used to run? Echelon.
Carnivore, Echelon. Your pick.
Back when that first started, that was back in the old BBS days. And the internet wasn't really a big thing, Ben, but I remember people would add strings of, you know, oh, you know, bomb, explosive, you know, all the, there's like, you know, so somebody, it was like people would add this stuff to like their signature file. And so it would be printed on every, you know, it's like, you know, 40 or 50 words of, you know, assassination, you know, sniper, you know, all this kind of stuff that, you know, the theory being that it would overwhelm their flags with, you know, whatever. And I was thinking, you know, that could go two ways. One is, you know, they could just say, okay, you know what, we're just going to put a filter in, and every one of these that comes across, we're just going to ignore it. So then the bad guys could start putting that on all their stuff, knowing that they would be ignored. Because...
well, I mean, let's put it this way. I mean, there's been the non-Fourth Amendment absolutists who are like, eh, well, this is what, you know, this is the expense we have to pay to be safe, you know, except for it wasn't like the guys who touched off the bomb at the Boston Marathon were like all that off the grid, or even, you know, attempting to hide.
Right. Well, plus it's a false thing. You know, this is the price we pay for to be safe is bullshit, because it's a fraud. You're not safe. You're not buying safety. You're giving up, you know, you're buying the police state and not getting, and they're using it against you. You're not getting safe. You're not, you know, it's a horrible, horrible deal.
And this is kind of like the angle that I go for, against the TSA is, yeah, I could go on about the Fourth Amendment absolutist, angle. You know, the same thing goes with gun controls. Yeah, I could say, screw it. If everybody else in the world is killing somebody with guns, I'm not, so fuck you. You know, sort of idea. But you can take the, you know, but that's more or less preaching the choir. Instead, you can just point out the fact that no, gun control does not make us safer, and when we've relaxed gun laws, it does make us safer. So even though the Second Amendment isn't jack shit about safety, you could, still, it does make us, their whole argument that, they're trying to make things safer for you is complete and utter bullshit. Same thing goes with the TSA. They're not catching terrorists. They're not making us
safer.
They're not doing jack shit. Same thing goes with these, I don't know if you call them these illegal searches that are going on with people's,
digital stuff. They're not catching terrorists. Well, I tell you what they are doing. They're finding something that they could throw in front of Judge Roberts and get him to change his mind on Obamacare. They're finding the emails for our Petraeus. And using them to make him roll over on Benghazi. I mean, that's what they're doing with this stuff. They're not catching terrorists. They're using
Maybe
it to...
That's why Romney ran such a shitty campaign. Oh wait, no, that's Romney.
Yeah. No, that, I mean that's a very good point. The short answer is that, these, watchdog things are so just blanket that they're not going to catch shit. Because essentially they're violating everybody equally, so therefore nobody's getting particularly spied upon. But at the same time, if they want to go use it the other way around, instead of looking for somebody, they've already found somebody and
right.
Look for what they can find.
Well, it works great for that.
Yeah, that's where things get ugly. And that dovetails nicely, with the IRS scandal. They were absolutely after people. And they were just using whatever they could to go after them.
Yeah.
And again, excuse me, as somebody who lives near Boston, right, weird? Don't tell me you're keeping us safe from terrorist attacks, you lying fucks.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. These amateurs were communicating with fucking Chechen rebels, and you missed it completely. But yet, you're combing through my phone calls and my emails. Yeah, fuck you. You're doing this to catch terrorists.
And flying back and forth to Chechnya on their welfare cards.
Yeah. And getting specific notes from the Russian government saying, we're sending these guys back because we don't want them. Keep an eye on them. But they've got to go through our email to keep us safe.
Yeah.
Pull the other one. It's got bells on.
Well, it's like the TSA, They have to grope grandma and swab all the amputees to keep us safe.
Right.
Yeah.
Because.
Are you eating?
Yeah. I'm starving.
Okay.
My food wasn't ready until like 5 minutes before the show.
Oh.
So, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
What's for dinner?
Oh, I already said this. It's a chicken and rice.
I don't pay attention.
You weren't here. It's a chicken and rice stir fry. Just something quick and easy.
Is it halal?
No.
Is it kosher?
I don't know. It's I rub the chicken in pork fat before I cooked it.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, that might be good. I don't know.
I know it might be. And now I'm thinking about it, going, I know bacon wrapped chicken is delicious.
Yeah.
I was gonna say you should have wrapped it in bacon.
And Terpig.
So anyway, hey, we got callers.
Yay. Oh, good.
Let's take a call. MDev. This is area code 360. Hello.
Or MDev or Bradley.
That would be Bradley.
Oh, God.
I actually called in because you guys touched on the TSA again.
Of course we did.
And I'm actually starting a new job here relatively shortly in South Carolina, so I'm going to be driving across country, and I'm going to pay extra money and take extra time because I am so tired of them grabbing my balls. I mean, they don't even, like, look at me lovingly first. It's like, hey.
Oh, they don't buy you dinner or anything? Yeah.
It's much nicer if, if you're rocking a semi.
In Hawaii, that might have gotten me a date, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, just try to get a little blood flowing before you.
You step up. All right.
You know, I'll do anything I can to never darken their doorstep again. And now they're popping up all over the place, train stations and whatnot. And it's like, damn it.
Yeah, my drive versus fly distance decision point keeps getting long further and further all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I can drive 20 hours, no problem.
Yeah, you know, and I'm looking at like a 7-day trip. You know, it's 3,000 miles.
Right. Yeah, but you know what? You know, how often do you get a chance to drive across the country? You know? Stop and see
this
the giant...
My fourth trip across
the country. Stop and see the giant ball of twine, you know? Come on.
Yeah, that... The one nice thing was all my friends, and I actually don't have to stay at a single hotel all the way across. They're all like, hey, you can stop in Utah, right?
Cool.
How about Colorado, Kansas, Kentucky? Oh, yes, no hotels.
Great. Yay, internet.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and let you guys talk about other
things. Wait. You got to answer the call-in question.
Oh.
I wasn't really
paying that much attention.
What are you adding to your emails to make the NSA job tougher, if anything?
On my unencrypted emails, I still have the line that says, can I start shooting the bastards in charge yet?
Good.
Nice.
That's been there for a while.
So everything else
is encrypted. And
so you're saying you send a lot of encrypted emails. You know, only criminals send encrypted emails.
Right. If you had nothing to hide,
right.
You would need encrypted emails.
Yep. And I'm a bad boy. And, you know, I'm on enough lists that say he's our crazy. It's okay. So.
I had a woman who I used to work with say that if you have nothing to hide, then you know what are you concerned about?
Tell that to
ask
all the people on death row that are innocent.
Oh no, I turned right to her and I said, all right, then lose the top.
Or can I go through your purse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through your purse. I want to see your tits.
I know it's all beautiful.
I want to see your titties.
She
obviously has nothing to
hide. Hang on, y'all. Bradley's trying to talk.
The Army has a system that filters all the emails and every website and everything you type in and how long you're there on the Army network. If you're on an Army computer, they know where you were and what you're doing. And I've seen those extracts. It is not pretty. There is not no one that has nothing to hide. Because you Google something, you're like, oh, yeah, I wanted to look that up. Yeah, now the Army knows about it. And
yep.
You think you're on a secure website on an Army network? Nope. SSL pass-through is a lovely thing. Oh, hey, we get to see everything you see, which is why I refuse to do any banking or anything on an Army computer because they don't need to know.
Plus the whole, you know, when you're in the Army, you don't have any civil rights anymore.
which is exceptionally great because
so many
of the anti-gun people say, the well-regulated militia, that's the National Guard. So yeah. if you want the right to keep and bear arms, join the National Guard, and they will pick the gun for you to keep and bear, and they will tell you when you can.
Yeah, except they don't let you.
Well, no, they let you, but just only at very, very specific times.
Yeah, that's no fun.
That's like saying, no, you have the freedom of speech. Here's the word you get to say, and we'll tell you when you get to say it. Yeah. Not right now.
Well, thanks for calling, Bradley.
National Guard. Yeah. Okay. Talk to you guys later.
Good luck on your impending trip.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, I'm actually flying down to North Carolina tomorrow morning.
Oh no.
They're going to touch my balls.
You're not going to go through the Pervo scan?
I've never been through the Pervo scan. I never will.
No, okay.
I get an extra shake when they make me go through the Pervo
scan. Weird, I like it.
Weird looks forward to it. He's like, all right, come on.
I sure do. Get a little blood flowing. Get a little blood flowing, you know, throw a little bit of sarcastic humor in there. Maybe tie up a few lines, fuck with some people. I found that I'm getting it down to a science of how to fuck with them just enough for them to know that I have absolutely no respect for them, but too little that I'm still going to be able to make my flight on time.
I just fart a lot.
Hey, that call-in number, 214-530-0036. You can talk about the NSA, or you can talk about any of our other lovely topics tonight, which are... Leading off with the bullshit Mall Ninja trainers and academies. And you know that's a sore spot with me.
Is it?
Yes.
You're pissed.
Have you had a bad experience ever since
you couldn't get the refund on the Jaeger training, didn't it? James Jaeger.
I think James Jaeger is kind of like the most notorious trainer online. You know, his online presence.
Okay, here's the thing. I know
the Allen side.
I know. Okay, there is some training that is probably okay. And I would go so far as to say that if you want to take a training class where they teach you to clear a house, have fun.
Yes.
Fun being the operative word.
Right. But there are... I have seen... people that are coming up with complete bullshit reasons to take a training class. Like somebody not naming any names. Somebody was offering a training class recently on, you know, how to retain your gun in your holster. Because you never know when somebody's going to grab your gun.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, God.
Yeah, that was going to be like a training class with, you know, a significant dollar figure associated with it. And I was thinking...
if you're going to open carry...
Yeah, exactly.
You have to take a retention course.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, yeah, because, you know, people are stealing guns out of holsters all the time. I mean, it's so rare that even the cops, it almost never happens. And they're the ones that are actually coming into, you know, hand contact with the criminals.
Yeah, they're the ones rolling around on the ground.
It does happen to cops every once in a while, but that's because they're trying to take these people to jail.
Right, and they don't want to go.
They're out there minding their own business.
Right. You know.
And further, I mean, it, most of the times I've read about it is they're trying to take the guys to jail, and they're currently, like, engaged in a scuffle. They're trying to get the handcuffs on somebody. The person's saying no, and they might be rolling around on the ground or... all of that, and just that, you know, one thing leads to another, and, you know, pretty soon taking a grab for the cops.
And it's usually somebody who's going to do hard time anyway, and killing a cop is just, you know, the second and third and fourth and fifth murders are free.
Yep.
So, yeah. But, you know, stuff like that, it's just, I don't know.
There is one case that I'm aware of where somebody got their gun snatched out of their holster and then got shot with it. And that is right there an exception that proves the rule. That is the only one that I am aware of a civilian actually being sought out, targeted, and killed by their own firearm. Everything else is
there have been more people killed by lightning strikes, so
yeah.
There's been a lot more people being killed because they tried to do the gun snatch.
Yeah.
Which is why you're not seeing a whole lot of it, because trying to do the gun snatch is a good way to get your ass shot.
Right. Yeah. Even a non-retention holster, and we'll just ignore the whole concept of a retention holster in the first place, but just a regular old holster is not an easy thing to just, you know, grab a gun out of, because
especially if it's a dragon leatherworks.
That's right.
That's right.
You know. Oh, Jay, that was terrible. Oh my God.
Please note the photographs on the squirrel port. And yes, indeed, I have no butt.
I had.
You probably have a butt under those jeans, under those baggy jeans.
I sure do, but
yeah. Oh, uh oh, looks like our stream is crapped out.
Oh, Alan.
What?
Damn it.
Are we still being recorded?
No, yeah, we're still being recording, but the looks like the server is at the Shoutcast server has died and gone away.
Ugh.
Okay, now we're back on the air.
Yay!
I guess they had to reboot something.
Boot.
Yeah, so we'll be...
Where does the term boot come from, Alan? Did you guys used to use boots on your computers?
Well, you know, when you kick your computer.
Yeah. It's what you killed the bugs with, was your boot.
You know, that's one of those arcane, you know, old computer things that... It's from the old days.
Alan has to go into sepia tone for this.
Yeah. And, well, okay, because when a computer starts up, there's nothing to start up.
Huh?
Well, there's nothing. Okay, when you turn a computer on.
I don't care.
It has to start before it can start, right? It has to start.
Don't care.
Before it can start loading its programs and stuff, and when they first started coming up with software programmable computers, they called it booting because it was likened to pulling yourself up by your bootstraps.
Oh, for God's sake! Okay. So, nerds.
So that's where the term boot comes.
Alan
from.
Breida is officially bored to tears.
You asked.
Yeah, that was curious. That was.
Now you know. Don't ask again.
I know. Ask me where Bug came from.
I love Breida vastly too much to.
ask me where the word bug came from.
I know.
It was a moth.
I love that story.
Audio is cutting in and out, Alan.
Yeah, I know. The Shoutcast server's having problems.
Oh, by the way, Breida, let's see if we can rope Breida back in. Breida, I have been reading stories about, maybe Alan, I don't know if Alan, you've encountered these, but there's a certain breed of ants in Texas.
Yeah, the crazy ants.
Crazy.
What about?
That are attracted to electronics, and they eat the electronics and it kills them.
Okay, here's the thing. That's all ants are like that.
What do they find attractive in electronics?
It's like the ozone or something. I don't know what the hell it is, but you will always find ants carrying on around and they, you know, some fire ants do it, and it just depends. But anytime I used to know a bunch of electricians, and they would always carry either gasoline or they would carry something, carrots, you know, something they could pour because they, you know, every time they'd go to work on some transformer or something on the ground, 9 times out of 10, there'd be a big old ant. You know, ant colony around it or in it or something. So, but nice thing is the crazy ants, some people call them raspberry crazy ants because the guy that kind of discovered them was Raspberry. He's a pest control guy in Houston.
Are they red? Like
no,
little raspberries?
Not really. No, the guy's name was Raspberry.
Oh.
But anyway, they're driving out the fire ants. So yay! and the raspberry crazy ants don't bite. So it's like win-win.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, we're the
move to Texas.
Yeah,
after
where the crazy ants move in, the fire ants go away. So
cool.
I don't see a problem. I think the whole electronic thing is overblown.
Yeah, it sounds it. It sounds it. But yeah. By the way, I've been having some. The ants have been going crazy around my house, and I found a really, really good trick to getting rid of an ant hole.
Gasoline,
grenades.
you wet it down with a little bit of WD-40, and then light and then light the spray of the WD-40 on fire to ignite the wetness. But no, not only is it awesome, which was what got me to do it in the first place, because I really didn't give a shit if it killed all the ants or not. But what's nice is if you wet the hole down with a little bit of WD-40, it causes the hill to catch on fire. And when the hill burns, it sucks all the air out of the hill. And so all the ants die. It's just like how napalm worked in Vietnam.
I'm not so sure. I've always wondered about that.
It's ant-palm.
I've always wondered about that. But I've always thought that maybe, you know, I don't know. Do ants need oxygen that much? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But is it gonna get rid of the oxygen enough that it's gonna kill them that quick?
It's not gonna kill them super duper quick. Also, what happens is you can see the smoke sinking down the hole.
Well, yeah, you get crispy fried ants.
Well, yeah, but it's also you're also just filling it up with WD-40 smoke. But yeah, but I mean ants, the thing with insects is they breathe like everything else, but they don't have lungs. They have what's called the trachea system. They've got a whole bunch of little holes.
Right. Yeah, you got the little spicules all over them.
Yeah, cross drilled through their butt and abdomen and all that.
Right.
And with them, they're dealing more with simple exchange. So it takes them it takes them a lot longer to totally asphyxiate or drown or anything like that. But still, it's one of those things of they'll live for a lot longer in a toxic environment, but they also recover. They don't recover as well.
Oh, like I see.
You can dunk an ant in water and submerge him and pull him out and he'll be thrashing around and perfectly fine. And then he'll die on his own because you swamped his trachea, but they hadn't quite, you know, you essentially water bound his trachea, but they were still full of air. So he was still able to breathe.
Gotcha.
But he wasn't able to exchange them anymore, and then he asphyxiates.
Have you ever, going completely off topic, one of the big dangers in floods down in the South is the fire ant balls.
No what? Shit.
The fire ants, when land floods, the fire ants form like a ball.
Ah.
And they like spin it around, so everybody gets a chance up in the air.
Oh,
and so
Christ.
So there'll be this ball, and some of them are like a foot or two in diameter.
Yeah.
This ball of fire ants.
No.
And if you're going through the flood water, or you're a cow, or you're some other animal or something, and that ball gloms onto you, you are pretty much dead.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it is.
I hate bugs.
Oh, wow. I found some pictures.
Yeah, I told you, fire ant ball. I'm not lying. It's a thing.
It is right fucked up. Ooh, there's a photograph of somebody's backside that is all covered in fire ant bullshit. Well, that's horrible.
I fell into a fire ant hill once when I was a kid on my back.
Can they hear us now?
Yes, should be able to.
The fire ants can't hear us, Brita.
No.
Hi, everybody.
But you see those balls when they're floating in the water, man, they're something else.
Yeah. I stepped on a wasp nest and my foot went through into it. That was ugly.
No.
I got the shit stung out of me.
Huh.
That call-in number is
214-530-0036. No, it died again.
Oh, man. Alan.
What? It's not me. It's the server. It's not...
Yeah, it's the NSA.
I think Tommy's right. I think the NSA is pissed at us.
Is that what it is?
That's right.
Ants in the server. Yeah.
That's what it is.
At this point, that could be.
It's very
anyway,
possible.
Everybody go to thesquirrelreport.com and read the endorsement for Dragon Leatherworks.
That's right.
And look at our butts.
That's right.
By the way, Brita, that is a very sexy belt buckle.
Thank you. I thought so. It matches the holster.
Yep. And it's super duper Irish.
I thought you were going to say a very sexy something else.
Yeah, Brita, lose the top.
Yeah, Brita bought.
I've got nothing to hide.
Brita brought the booty to the squirrel report.
hey, your booty's on there too.
Yeah, nobody wants to see
that. Not mine.
Weird's isn't on there. He doesn't have one.
I just, you know what? I have to confess, I haven't looked at Dennis's website in a while.
Yep.
Because, you know, I have holsters, I have a belt, you know, I don't need to go shopping for more stuff. But today I was looking at his website and holy crap, some of his leather choices. I'm just like, I'm lusting over that gunmetal crocodile leather. Oh my God. That is so gorgeous.
And you know, he can make other stuff besides holsters.
Whatever.
He's like the leather craftsman to the stars.
I want something in that crocodile gunmetal leather. It is so pretty.
A riding crop?
Leather corset.
No, like a corset or a thing like for my leg.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Bearing on my leg, that would be so
cool. With a built-in holster for the LCP.
Whatever. I don't know. But that is the most gorgeous leather I think I've seen in a long time.
Oh, my goodness. I'm over at the website right now, and you can indeed get a Dragon Leatherworks holster for an FNH 5.7.
Wow.
Inside
okay.
The waistband.
So anyway, we're talking about, somehow we got diverted into, I don't know what, but we're talking about the bullshit training and trainers and all that kind of stuff. I'm of the opinion that the only training you need is point opened end at bad guy and pull trigger. Anything else is, you know, you're doing it for fun.
Point it at the bad guys and shoot.
Yeah. Other beyond basic, you know, familiarity with how the gun works and, you know, some familiarization training of, you know, what it feels like to shoot it. I think anything else is, you know, I don't think you need any other training. Now, if you want to do it, if it's fun for you, you enjoy it, you want to be a competitive shooter, then, you know, have at it. Have a good time. But there's a certain class of people that think that before you carry a gun or before you own a gun, you need to spend all this kind of money on training, and I think that's complete self-serving bullshit.
Well, there it is. There's the operative word is money.
Right.
You've got people saying, you need all this training. You need to buy my training before you can really be responsible enough to carry a gun. Really? No. It's the money thing.
Yep.
And honestly, you see some of these trainers online. Trainers. I'm doing the air quotes with my fingers.
I love the YouTube videos.
Yeah, you see some of these trainers online, and they have like this. It's almost like a little like cult of personality thing. They have all these like yes men and fanboys, and like even James Yeager. You know, it's
he'll teach you to be an operator.
The operator thing. Yeah, come on. I mean, I'm all for people doing whatever they want to do, but let's try to exist in the real world for a little bit, especially if you're carrying a gun, for God's sake, you know.
Yeah, the real world's pretty damn important.
You just got to remember, because also, I mean, with James Yeager, I mean, his nonsense has kind of died down a little, which... It's actually kind of sad because...
It was entertaining.
Well, it was entertaining, but also, I mean, there was some serious bullshit there. I mean, I didn't take what he was getting to lightly, where he was actually, you know, threatening to murder people.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was.
And things like
he had
that.
Some serious crazy going on. And
so
I'm thinking,
it was
you
just
know,
like,
rage.
I think we all, yeah, that definitely looks like it might be dirty muscle. But yeah. The... I don't remember, PDB brought it up, you know, a while back and it went around, but there was that guy that was talking about like, if you're ever in a home defense situation, shoot the guy, then go back to bed to see if anybody heard the shotgun blast. And then if he's, you know, if it turns out that, you know, no one heard anything, then, chop up the body, put it in garbage bags and take him out to the desert and dump him.
Okey-dokey.
And all of that. And it was Tam that pointed out the fact that, like, you know, if he got attacked by a squadron of Nazi killer clowns, it would still be a pretty darn easy case to be made against him that was premeditated murder. Yeah. And the same thing goes with James Yeager. If James Yeager ever shoots somebody, it does not matter if they broke into his house at 4 a.m. and they've got a laundry list of felonies under their belt.
They just have to show the video.
It doesn't matter because he has threatened to murder people and said it's totally fine for him to shoot somebody so long as if they had insulted him or did him wrong. And that's completely illegal. And they have a good case against him saying that how do we know that this dead person that we found in James Yeager's house didn't, break in and just call him a homo? And that was enough for him to...
Well, I mean, he's also on the record of saying, come on and meet me.
Right. Yep. He did kind of like do that. Like,
somebody that is, the dead guy in his house could have just been somebody that came over to, have an arm wrestling match or something.
Pistols at dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, but again, to continue on that line of thought is that if you were trained by James Yeager, you were trained by this guy. Who's to say what you learned or didn't learn from him?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it's one of those, it's things of the, I'm not a big training buff because I just don't have a whole lot of money to throw away.
There's that.
And there's not a ton of like training courses that are really exciting me all that much in my area. I would absolutely love to shell out some money for one of the Massayub courses. It sounds like those are really like right up my alley. Is that, he teaches you how to shoot and you do some shooting stuff, but most of the stuff is all just talking about law. And defending yourself legally after you shot somebody. I mean, essentially, it's one of those like, okay, here's some basic stuff of the, if you need to defend your life, these skills will help you, make sure that your shots are going to hit where they need to hit. But overall, the more important thing is, all right, now, there's a dead body, you were being attacked. And now the cops are showing up to haul said dead body away. How the hell do you keep yourself from getting ass raped in prison?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got the original start off by saying nothing. I've been through. You point out the fact that you had done the shooting. You don't make any false claims, but also make as few claims as you can and say I have been through a traumatic event. I would really like to speak to an attorney before I speak any further. But beyond that, I mean, there's more than likely, unless you're very, very lucky and everything gets dismissed, there's more than likely going to be a trial. And how are you going to get out of that unscathed?
I tell them I'm an illegal alien.
Tell them you're a Muslim.
Because,
it's workplace violence.
Yeah. All you got to say is, there's a certain gentleman in Florida that was getting his head beaten into the fucking pavement. And it's going to be a pretty big trial.
Yeah. Can I say something about the training thing?
Yes.
This is kind of sound really weird, but training things are usually like a bunch of people pay for a class and they go take the class at the same time, right? Usually.
Yes.
Usually.
Usually. Yeah, y'all meet at like a range and you do the class together and that sort of thing. I know this is going to sound weird, but I hate group things. And
it's not weird at all.
No,
I like to exercise, I like to work out, but I would never go to like a gym where you have to exercise with other people.
Hear, hear.
Do you know what I mean? And so, like, the training thing, like, I'd be at this range with a bunch of strangers, and, like, I'd feel awkward, and kind of, like, everybody's looking at me. And then, on top of it, like, probably I'd be, like, one of, I don't know how many women there. Like, a small percentage of the class would be women. And so there's that issue. And, it just feels off for me. And it just, I've always done better one-on-one, learning one-on-one kind of thing.
Everyone does. I mean, the reason
I don't know
the reason
if
why
it.
These are
Mm-hmm. Is that an issue for people? Like, do you not want to take classes? Do you not want to, like, kind of go into that environment? Because it's not your thing. You're not social. You're not, you know, you're kind of, I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. It could be me.
I definitely don't think it's you. I mean, I understand it was, it's what, but the it's, it goes down to the economics sort of thing, you know, is, you know, I'm sure there are people that, you know, heat their home with $1,000 bills that they're burning on the fireplace. But, you know, most of us, we only have a finite amount of money to give. And let's face it, some of these, you know, some of the good, you know, reputable trainers, you know, their skills are worth a lot of money, and, and their time is worth something.
Sure.
And so for their time to be worthwhile, you might want to split it across a bunch of people.
Right.
To make it go through is, yeah, I could probably call up Mass Ayoub and say, you know, hey, Mass, I would really like to learn your, you know, MAG 80 course, you know, but I don't really feel like doing it with other people because, you know, I'd much rather have the one-on-one, you know. What can you do for me? And it'd be one of those, I'm sure he would be perfectly willing saying, yeah, sure. Here's the price. You know, you give me 10 grand and I'll show up and I'll do the whole thing one on one. It'll be like, oh yeah, absolutely. Here, let me find this between my couch cushions.
Right.
But yeah, no, I definitely agree. I mean, everything is better one-on-one.
Yeah.
Well,
it's also a matter of like comfort for me. Like, you know, I don't know. I remember I took an Appleseed. I did Appleseed, and honestly, it was one of the worst days of my life. I mean, just physically, it was terrible. I didn't feel like I got instruction that I needed, and I felt lost all day long. And then I got dehydrated and heat stroke, and it was just like, I left there, and then I had to sit through the whole, like, you know, U.S. history lesson at the end of the day, and I thought, I am in hell. This is a hellish day for me, because I was like, you know, I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed it, and it was their thing, but for a newbie rifle shooter, I mean, this was, like, one of the first times I ever shot rifles, and I went in there, and it was like, there were so many people, and it was full of strangers, and it was like chaos for me, and it was just not good for the way I learn, apparently. I don't know. Or it could have been the heat stroke or the other. I don't know. But it just seemed like, and I was kind of, I think about training and I go back to that experience and I think, you know, it's like one person trying to teach 10 people. And it just doesn't work out for people who maybe aren't so up on their skills or need a different type of instruction. And I think that might be something people want to consider when taking these training courses. Is this sort of thing for you? You know, are you going to actually get any value out of, you know, one chucklehead guy who's, you know, might be muzzling you with the gun that he's trying to instruct you with? You know, it's like there's so many variables with training that, I don't know. It just makes me nervous. And then you have, like, you know, the weirdos on the internet who are, you know, like
guilty.
James Yeager. Oh. No, like James Yeager. Like, you don't know who to trust. Who do you trust? I don't know. There's my little rant on training. I don't know. But it just seems like there's all these trainers popping up. And I don't know.
They're not trainers. They're operators. Come on.
Operators.
Yeah, whatever. Right.
Tactical operator people.
Now, now I'll flip it around, and I'll tell you when training makes a whole lot of sense. Is when you're training, like you're training for a sport where the rules are known and there's not any surprises and it's the same thing all the time. You know, your athletic sports, you know, football, baseball, all those kind of things, and the shooting sports. You know, training for IDPA makes a lot of sense. If you want to be an IDPA competitor, you know, it's because it's almost always the same kind of thing, right? You're not, you know, it's not like you're going to be walking down an alley and somebody's going to surprise you.
With a timer.
Beep.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you're going to, you know, you can go to a training class and you can work on, you know, drawing and stance and, you know, making the most of your, you know, moving through a shooting, through a course of fire and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that would make a lot of sense. It's the same thing for all the other shooting sports. You know, the rules are known. They can, you know, there are specific things you can work on that will help you. And that kind of thing.
That's the one thing I found valuable from the course that I took, was that this was the first time I'd ever actually drawn and fired in one motion, because there's just very few ranges that will let you do that.
Right. That's true.
You know, unless you have like a friend with their own private range or something
like that. Which we do.
Which we do. Yes. We actually have two, if you consider Marco.
Three, if you consider shooting Wally's back lawn.
That's true. Okay, three, Wally's backyard. You know, generally, if you're the kind that goes to a public shooting range or a gun club, you want to draw from concealment and shoot, you're going to have 9,000 FUDs going, "You can't do that!"
Yep.
And this gives you a chance to do it outside of having to sign up for a competitive league. Not that there's anything wrong, not that there's any reason not to do that, but if you wanted to try it once, I mean, I've done a lot of drawing, just, you know, at home with snap caps, just practicing getting it out, and you can approximate it by, you know, picking the gun up from the bench and firing it, you know, but it's to put everything together, and if you just want to get a feel for what that's like, just so you know, it's great. Where you're not, you know, committed to or feeling like you're committed to showing up every week or every other week to participate in an event.
Hey, look, we're out of time.
We are. Nobody knows the show is even going on anymore.
I know. It's just, nobody's, yeah, it's just one of those.
Get what you pay for, people.
That's right.
Your best show on the internet. By the way, Alan, for those that are listening on the, because they're not listening live, but right. They're listening.
Yeah, somebody
on the,
will listen to it on the podcast. On the,
yeah, how are we doing on our 5-star ratings?
Oh shit! I forgot to do that.
Oh, the on the
sorry,
on you mean on in the iTunes? You know what? I haven't checked that.
Can you do it quickly while we're still on the air encourage?
Yes, I can do that real quickly. While we're still, you know,
kinda
on the air, so to speak. Actually, we're status is logging in, so we're not actually on the air.
But while we are still recording, yeah. And I'll be like super awesome and do like fill time, you know, DJ style.
Yeah, while I'm looking this up, podcast The Squirrel Report. We have 10.
10 five-star ratings? Wow.
We have 10 five-star ratings.
Do we have any one-stars?
We do not. All 10 of our ratings are five-star ratings. And we
if
have
we
a couple
have
of...
one-stars, let me know their names. I'll
we have a couple of... We have a few more...
Reader will find them and cut them.
Somebody said... let's see. Somebody said, great podcast, but you would probably get more listeners if you had more hog.
Yeah,
and they,
more
and they
hog!
Spelled it in caps, M-O-A-R-H-O-G, more hog.
Yeah.
And somebody, Snarky Posters said more hog.
Yes, it worked.
That's like three more hogs. Red Apple Smith guy said, for more hog.
Oh, people, you need to give that 5-star review for more hog.
That's right.
More. Hog.
M-O-A-R.
10 five-star ratings. No awesome. 4, no 3, no 2, no 1.
Because that's what we need to do is we need to get this to be like one of the top-rated podcasts on iTunes.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
So they bring it to the top and people go, I wonder what this is about. I guess it's about more hog.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is called victory.
It ain't going to happen.
That's how the West was won.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. More hog.
It was more hog. Yeah. John Wayne had a whole bunch of it.
That's true.
I don't want to know about John Wayne's hog.
He used it to cross the Mississippi River.
Did he paddle the boat?
Paddling or floating? I don't want to know.
All right. Good night, everybody.
We're done. See y'all next week. Hopefully the Shoutcast server will be back and healthy.
At least it wasn't our fault this time.
Somebody said, somebody in chat said, Alan is nothing but inconsistent. Not the same problem every week.
Oh, great.
Yeah, well.
Hey, look, we're back on the air.
Oh, good night.
19, 20 seconds. Done. 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Oh, it's a new record. All right. Good night, everybody.
All right, guys.
Came back just in time to say good night. Good night, NSA. Good night, CIA. Good night.
Hello, NSA.
And Purple Monkey Dishwasher.
And for our friends in China.
Liberator Pistol.
Tell
Pirates Bay. Silk Road. Bitcoins.
Oh, man. All right. Good night, everybody.
Alan, do you have Bitcoins?
No, I don't.
Do you have analog Bitcoins?
Bitcoins. Yeah, they're called nickels.
Yeah. No, I don't have any. I was always highly suspicious of... I'm always highly suspicious of alternative currencies. They are too... too susceptible to two things. One is manipulation by weirdos that, you know, have more control over it than I do. And the other is the IRS declaring you, you know, illegal.
Yeah. I bought a 3D printer specifically so I could print out Bitcoins.
Oh, okay. Nice. Do them in purple. And you can do them while you're doing your Liberator pistol.
Cranking out my Liberator pistol. And shotguns made out of caulking guns. Anybody else see that?
No, I didn't
see that one.
Chance Say Uncle posted the link.
Oh, well, that's why I didn't see it.
And the guy had a cardboard tube as the barrel.
Yeah, I'm looking at that.
I'm thinking to myself, self.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would trust cardboard to contain that pressure.
If you wrap it right, cardboard can be pretty damn strong. I've seen people make zip guns with a shotgun shell and paper.
Yeah. I'm sure it can be done. I just don't know that I would trust commercial cardboard.
Well, I mean, the tensile strength is pretty strong on a lot of that stuff, and you wrap several layers around it. And
I'd rather use pipe.
Yeah, well, you know, you use what you got.
Yeah, make sure it's 16 inches. Otherwise, it's an NFA.
Well, the nice thing about, you know, the paper thing is you can, and I actually saw there's somebody did a YouTube thing on this where you wrap it in a whole shitload of layers, and it's not just three, you know, it's not like three or four layers of paper. It's it's a like lot sheets of damn paper. But the cool thing is these are like little one-shot things you can make up ahead of time. You know, and you just hold it and you pop the nail and boom, and then you throw it away. It's disposable.
Throw it in the fireplace.
Yeah.
Burn? I still like the people that I don't think they'd burn up very well, the laminated paper.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't.
I mean, like I remember I brought like a whole box of I went out camping and I think we had happened to have missed our recycling day, so we had like just a pile of paper waste. And I said, "Oh fuck it, I'm gonna bring this to the campfire and I'm gonna throw it in the campfire and burn it all up."
Yeah. Paper doesn't burn that well.
No. I was throwing like five or six magazines on the fire, and they just did not go anywhere.
Yeah.
And what was cool was I was taking a stick and turning the pages on them, and you could read them for just a second before they carbonized.
You know why those glossy slick pages don't burn well?
Clay?
Yeah, they're made of clay.
But yeah, so I still like all the people that are getting all bent out of shape about, you know, 3D printers, and it's one of those like you realize we've had CNC machines. Like,
oh, I know. Yeah, you can buy a decent used CNC machine for $3,000-$4,000. You know, for one of those little tabletop versions.
Yep.
And plug it into your computer, and you're making AR lowers and everything else out of you know, real metal.
Sure are. Yeah, not just these, you know, these little Liberator pistols that are good for, you know, 5 or 6 shots before they pretty much eat themselves.
Well, you know, it's just like usual, you know, the Liberator, you know, the modern, you know, plastic Liberator's really the same purpose as the old original Liberator, you know.
Yep.
It's got one shot. You use it to shoot the guy with the gun, and you take his gun and shoot more guys
with guns. No, except for the Liberators are repeaters. They're semi-auto.
Which Liberators thought, and no, they're not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I thought I saw the 381 getting multiple shots off and injecting the Spence.
No, of a 3D printed one or?
Yeah, I thought that one.
3D printer ones are all single shots.
Yeah, they're all single shot. And the original 45 was also a single shot.
I'm aware of the FP Liberator 45.
Yeah, there was mention of multiple shots in that they were able to fire more than one round in a barrel before it was unusable. Right. That maybe that's where the confusion came from.
Yeah, but you know what? They're doing it with a long string too.
Well, duh.
You know, you could, you can talk about plastic pistol and all that, but I think at that point, you almost want like some sort of like steel sleeve to stick in there to be a barrel.
Well, I think it's a start.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole point, is that this is the, you know, beginning. This is where it starts, and we'll see, okay, with the current technology and the current materials, we can make something that works.
Right.
You refine the printing so it's using, you know, metal of some sort.
Right.
And it changes the whole ball game.
Sure. All right.
Because everybody brings up, oh, well, you know, a steel pipe and, you know, from Home Depot and you got a zip gun. Yes. Yes. That's true. However, being able to, you know, download the program, click print.
Yep.
That's really cool.
Yep.
They can, you know, trace. You know, the hard part's going to be printing out the ammo.
Yeah,
maybe the only way you can get 9mm these days.
The organic chemistry for the nitrocellulose is going to be a bitch to print.
A bitch to print all those individual saltpeter molecules. Damn it.
All right, yeah, I was definitely wrong about it being a repeater, but I'm trying to figure out, is it a rolling block action?
It's similar to that.
Yeah, basically, it's a NEF handy rifle.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean that's using a break action. I don't think this one's doing that. I think it does. It looks like the
little back part kind of slides up and down or something.
Yeah. Looks like it's got a... I don't know what that piece is. I don't know. Looks like fucking pieces of plastic bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah. Fiddly bits.
Fiddly bits. That's right. Term. All right. Well, let's hang it up.
All right.
I got to go.
We lost Brita like ages ago.
Yeah, I know. She bailed.
I need to go in the nights.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Thank y'all. Next week.
Yep.
Bye.